This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado lawmakers have unveiled three bills in response to the mass shooting in Boulder. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
One measure would expand the list of convictions that make people ineligible to buy a gun for 5 years. Convictions for things like child abuse, domestic violence, or sexual assault. Democratic Representative Judy Immobile represents the district in Boulder where the shooting occurred and is a main sponsor.
We have put together a package of bills that are absolutely going to save lives. And we've done that in a really thoughtful way, in a very targeted way.
Another measure would allow communities to pass stricter gun laws than the state, and there's a proposal to create an office to track data. Immobile had hoped to pass a statewide ban on assault-style weapons, but there wasn't enough support at the legislature. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
State lawmakers are moving forward on limiting when the powerful sedative ketamine can be administered during a law enforcement interaction. EMTs in Aurora got Elijah McClain's weight wrong and gave him a dose appropriate for someone twice his size. A Democratic bill headed for the House, a vote in the House, says police cannot influence or encourage EMTs to administer ketamine. About 30 military police officers with the Colorado Army National Guard are returning from the Middle East. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
The 220th Military Police Company will be the guests of honor at a welcome home ceremony Sunday at the Denver Armory. The soldiers have been supporting U.S. ground troops in the Middle East. In 2003 and 2008, they were deployed on combat missions, and in 2014, soldiers from the 220th spent a year at Guantanamo Bay. They've also helped with stateside disaster relief, including during Hurricane Katrina and a number of fires and floods in Colorado. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Coming up, a drug made to treat memory loss seems to help people with Fragile X, a genetic disease that causes intellectual disability and autism. The drug improved language and learning in 30 men with Fragile X. We'll have a report on this story coming up in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Colorado Springs is at 70 degrees, Grand Junction 79, Denver 65. This is CPR News.